Christina Lesoff-Schlager works as a neuroscientist at Washington University. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012 and began a course of chemotherapy shortly after. While on therapy, she says she had expected her thinking to be fuzzy, but after her treatment ended, and the brain fog didn't, she realized her battle to regain her mental stamina was not over.
It was while I was reading a scientific abstract that I had written prior to diagnosis. I couldn't understand. I couldn't follow it. I was getting confused as I was reading it. And an abstract is 300 to 500 words, about a half a page of single-space text.
She says that's when it occurred to her that it could be what's called chemo brain, a mental fog that impairs a person's memory and attention span. Those who suffer from the disorder may forget to pick up the groceries or where they put their keys. Lesoff-Schlager says it was an obstacle to her work as a scientist. It just so happens that Lesoff-Schlager's husband, Dr. Bradley Schlager, was studying the effects of chemotherapy on thinking at the same time she was feeling the effects herself. Schlager, a neurologist at the Washington University School of Medicine, says the irony wasn't lost on him. The couple joined forces, and he and his wife read publication after publication. What they found was a lot of skepticism surrounding chemo brain.
When I was first starting to feel my brain going cuckoo, we stumbled upon some publications that basically say, get over it. Like, this is not real. And the argumentation had no backup.
There are some who would even hear this conversation and say, oh, this is just about adjustment disorder. These are people who just are unable to deal with a bad blow, and it's just not the case.
To counter the skeptics, Dr. Schlager and his colleagues were going to find physical evidence, starting with a special MRI technique on a group of 28 patients. The series of images they collected pointed out that the brain signals were going haywire throughout the brain, especially in areas made for making memories and paying attention. Schlager says the initial studies have been small, but they confirm that chemo brain is real.
Exactly why it happens in some women and not others, we're certainly not at that point yet. We're really at the very beginning of this complex question, and there's a dearth of investigation.
There are now several labs across the country that are using MRIs and other imaging techniques to build a case for chemo brain. At Washington University, researchers still need larger studies with more enrolled patients to be sure of the results. But an even bigger issue is how to help these chemo brain sufferers. For that, Schlager and his colleagues went to Timothy Wolf, an assistant professor in occupational therapy at the Washington University School of Medicine. In his labs, Wolf walks chemo brain patients through a memory training therapy. Barbara Adelson is one of his patients. Before beginning therapy with Wolf, she had difficulty reading books or paying attention to TV show plots. But in a conversation with Wolf, Adelson was excited to share her success. She can now follow an episode of the Netflix hit Orange is the New Black without stopping.
One of my big worries is that I'm about to run out of episodes of Orange is the New Black. And that is so captivating that I can actually go through the whole show, 50 minutes. And I even did 60 minutes on Sunday, 52 minutes yesterday. Far exceeded the 2.5 hours.
Good.
And I'm really proud of myself.
You should be, absolutely.
Still, yeah. Adelson says the symptoms of her chemo brain linger. And there are many questions yet to be answered, like why patients like Adelson end up affected and not others. Dr. Schlager says future studies should look at genes or other factors that have a high risk for developing chemo brain, knowing that, he says, will one day prevent cancer patients like Adelson from wandering in the mental fog. Adelson says, regardless, she's happy to hear there's evidence to back up her experience.
Because you think, okay, even though I know chemo brain exists, there are reasons that are valid for my distractedness or my sense of, do I have ADD?
At medical centers around the nation, oncologists are just starting to make it a standard to ask their chemotherapy patients about their memory and attention span. Opening up that discussion, Schlager says, will ultimately help these patients get their lives back to normal. I'm Nora Ibrahim, St. Louis Public Radio.